Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Nearly 1,500 people died in the U.S. yesterday, deaths related to the coronavirus, the deadliest day of the summer. And Dr. Michael Osterholm says the only way to save lives and the economy is another lockdown, or as he says, stay-at-home orders. Dr. Osterholm is a trusted voice, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. His op-ed in the New York Times, written with Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minnesota, was eye-catching, titled "Here's How to Crush the Virus Until Vaccines Arrive." He basically says the U.S. wasn't as strict as Europe to start and then opened up too soon. We should have waited until there were one case per 100,000 people. Instead, we opened up when there are about seven new cases per 100,000 people. Michael, Dr. Osterholm, have I got that right?
That's correct. We did. But then in addition, when we did unlock, we just let the floodgates open. We didn't bring it back gradually like these other countries did to make sure that they had it under control. It's not that they haven't had problems. But if you look at what's happened since then, they've been putting out brush fires, not our ongoing kind of super coronavirus fire. And Neil's major contribution to this piece was looking at it from an economic standpoint. If we continue to see these case numbers rise come Labor Day, when we have all of our colleges come back into session, high schools back into session, we're going to see a major explosion of cases. It'll spill over into the public. And then we're, of course, also heading into the fall heating season, which will only accentuate the problem. So what Neil's data shows is that, in fact, from an economic standpoint, we will have much less injury to the economy by basically locking it down and allowing us to bring it back. If you look at the GDP of those countries that have locked down hard and then brought back their economies, they're substantially better than what's happened in the United States. We also laid out in that op-ed piece, we do have to take care of those who lose their jobs. We have to take care of small businesses. We have to take care of city and state governments that have suffered measurably. And as Neil laid out in that piece, because of the major increase in savings that's happened with the result of the pandemic, this can be financed with U.S. dollars. It would be an investment in ourselves.
Because just like a lot of us aren't spending any money, we're sitting in our homes, many people are, the government has also been saving money. There's money.
There is the money. That's the whole point. We can do this. It's an investment in us.
Well, Dr. Osterholm, a couple questions here. First of all, when you say lockdown, which we've been using that word loosely, you really say that what you're talking about is a stay at home. So some of us saw this in parts of the country. You stayed home unless you had something essential to do, like go to a store or go to a doctor's appointment. And essential workers obviously could go do their job. So you're not talking about even the complete lockdown that we saw in, you know, Italy.
We're not. But we do it very different, though. For example, in Minnesota, the best estimate from the groups that study who is an essential worker would say that less than 40% of the workforce in our state is an essential worker, yet 80% were designated essential workers back last spring. So, you know, we really kind of did a slowdown, not a lockdown. And so what we would need to do for 6 weeks is get it so that we stop transmission.
Okay. We spoke earlier with former CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden. He doesn't think we should do another lockdown. He said the first lockdown was done for too long and too early in many places. It generated this huge resentment we're dealing with now. He wants to see a more targeted approach. Are you speaking about a targeted approach as well? I mean, are certain states targeted and others not?
Absolutely. I mean, look at New York. They have had a flat line in new cases for the last 3 months. In terms of, you know, the idea that we did it for too long, what we did is we didn't do it well enough. And we understand the resentment, and we do understand that in some areas of the country where they had no known cases and they were told to shut down, that didn't make much sense. Now, however, all the red and blue states have begun to dissolve into a COVID color state. All the counties are doing the same thing. Right here in Minnesota, some of the highest rates of transmission we're seeing is in rural Minnesota. The bottom line is it's like the old oil fram commercial from decades ago. You can pay me now or you'll pay me later.
Dr. Osterholm, a kind of a tough question. Is it possible that we Americans just aren't as noble as Italians? I mean, we saw them hunkered down in their apartments, banging their pots and pans at night. They were not going out at all. Here we have, you know, sheriffs in Florida, at least one, banning the use of masks. He says they don't work. You know, what do you do when this has become so politicized?
Well, you know, as a scientist, I can just give you the best science facts about what we can do to make it much less of a problem and how to help support our economy. But the bottom line is we do have good news in that there is a lot we can do to really suppress the transmission of this virus in this country if we elect to do so. If we don't do anything, the virus will exert its will on us, and it will extract one hell of a price.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, thank you so much.
Thank you.